When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Well, most of everybody listening is, there's at least one person not right in the head listening right now. If 99.99% of you are on the up and even, it only takes one guy to ruin it all. Ask old Abe Lincoln about that one. The statute of limitations are over. It happened 200 years ago, Kayla. She's guffawing over here. But Spencer German's on the way. Apologies to the Lincoln family and the Ford Theater. I can be better. I will be better. We do have Albert Breer coming up at 5:20 as well, and we will get back to some Browns here in the 4 o'clock hour, but we just had Mandy Bell on. And a few of the things I thought were interesting, and I thought her answer on Stephen Vogt as a potential wild card in the playoffs, until proven otherwise, I agree exactly with what Mandy said, which was you're not supposed to be here anyways. He's a rookie manager. This team was a disappointment. They sold. They had a damn near mutiny last year when they went down to Houston after trading Josh Bell and Aaron Civale at the deadline. The clubhouse wasn't happy. There were so many reasons why Stephen Vogt wasn't supposed to be a guy that led you to the number two seed in the AL. I think, and this is an I think, I don't know. So you're going to remind me of this if I'm wrong on that, and that's okay. I've eaten worse bleep in my life. It's occupational hazard. I actually think Stephen Vogt is perfectly situated for the playoffs because I think the managers who can get you over the hump. In a team like Cleveland, guys, you're not going to out-talent everyone. The Yankees have more talent. They've got a bigger payroll, right? You've got one Hosey. They've got a Soto, and they've got a Judge. Like, Josh Naylor's really good. Stephen Kwan is phenomenal. They're not the same thing as a great contact hitter with 40 home run power. It's just not the same thing. You got one of those. That's Hosey. Their rotation's better than your rotation. Your bullpen's better than theirs. It's a historically great bullpen. But, like, a big difference here can be the manager. Bruce Bochy took a really, really good and hot Texas team to their first crown in franchise history. Like, his calling card is he's a very aggressive manager, having come up as a manager in the NL. I think Stephen Vogt, 30 years ago, is the manager of the Chicago Cubs. I think he's super hands-on, super thoughtful, and I would say quick hand, because I think he's super aggressive is maybe the better way to put it. I think that kind of manager fares really well in the playoffs, which brings us to the question, and I want to give credit again to Guardians of the Land, because they're who I saw it from. Great Twitter account as well. Make sure to follow them. I've never seen anything bad from them. If there is something bad from them, I am not held accountable, because I can only tell you what I have seen. JK, LOL. But they threw out, like, the idea that Tito should throw out the ceremonial first pitch at game one of the ALDS. And so my upfront take here is, don't want another reminder of Stephen Vogt that this used to not be his team. Now, I don't think, I think this team's smarter than that. I think the organization understands that, meaning that I'm probably just living in my fears here a little bit. Game one of the ALDS at home, your first playoff game as a manager. That's a big weight. There's a lot there. The pressure is just different in October. I know I'm watching a game that I can't hear sound of, and it's driving me crackers over here. It's a great game. And by the way, one team's winning 3-0. I have nothing invested in this game. And I'm all, because it's October. I don't know that having Tito in that context makes sense. And here's the thing, it's not even just for Stephen Vogt, it's also for the locker room. I'm not saying Tito would be a distraction, but I do think that it is just, I do think that it could be a distraction. So I'm not saying I think definitively it is. Now I'm just walking a line. But I think it could be. It is not a risk I wish to take. So we asked Mandy about that idea. We also asked her about who could be the good luck charm, and here's what she had to say.
I wouldn't envision that unless they would make it to the World Series where that would even be remotely a chance. He's just not a guy who wants to step on toes. He doesn't want to feel like he's, I don't know, with Stephen Vogt being in his first year, Tito's definitely made sure he's been in the background. He hasn't been talking much with media. He hasn't been around. I mean, when he's been in Cleveland for his restaurant opening, whatever it might be, it's not like he's coming into the games. He wants to make sure that there's that space there, like he's not trying to overstep. So that's just in my head, I think, man, that's hard to envision. Although it would be wonderfully special, I think, if he would be there. I just maybe it would take a little bit deeper into the postseason before he would consider that.
So I agree. And that brings us to the question of who should throw out the ceremonial first pitch. I'm going to say right now, I think it's going to be a celebrity. I would like that off the table. You guys know, biggest Black Keys fan in the universe. All right? Own all their stuff on vinyl. I listen to their stuff nonstop. I could not be more of a fan of the band. Don't want them there. So they're not in game one. Either of the Paul brothers, I mean, I don't really want them anywhere, respectfully, but I like them when they're far away from my sports teams. I just like it better that way. Nothing against them. A little jealousy. They make a lot of money on YouTube, and I could use one of their millions of dollars. By the way, if they would like to buy me, give me $1 million, Paul brothers, and then I will say you should throw out the first pitch of the ALDS. I can be bought. I'm happy to be bought. Credibility is an illusion. Now, I reel this back. So no celebrities, not even Drew Carey. I got a soft spot for Drew Carey, not even Drew Carey. He was heavy set once and he's got glasses. He's now Price is Right. I got a soft spot for him. No. So it has to be somebody affiliated with Cleveland baseball. My first thought was actually the guy that's a finalist for the Ford Frick Award, which is Tom Hamilton, because Hammy to me is so much a part of like my love of the team. Having grown up listening to Tom Hamilton, I also, well before I got into media, when I was just a fan, I interacted with him a few times, and he was so wonderful to me. So if as a way to kind of prop him up further, I would love that. I don't know he would want to do that. I also don't know the logistics of being able to call a game, then go down and do the first pitch. So I don't know that that's, but that would be my first guess, because he's seen more baseball in Cleveland than damn near everybody. What about this? What about Rajah Davis? I'll be honest with you guys. You guys know, Michael Bleepin' Martinez is not the guy I'm going to say this. I thought about Napoli. I don't think Napoli. He spent the last 3 years as a first base coach for Cleveland, for Chicago. I don't know he fits the vibe of this. Rajah Davis was one of the unlikeliest World Series heroes ever in history. He was a fifth outfielder with very little pop. He was a speed guy. That's kind of how he, you know, not a great contact hitter, good glove, but like overall, he was like a 1.5 tool player. And he's got still, I don't care that they lost. It's still one of the greatest, most energizing moments in Cleveland history, that home run. That's the kind of vibe, the good vibe, good dude, maybe not intimidating like Mike Napoli was, and a guy who's got a huge part, the good luck charm of Cleveland baseball. 216-474-0092. So our friends at Guardians of the Land say that Tito should throw out the ceremonial first pitch ahead of the ALDS game number one coming up in Cleveland within the next week here. If you had to, I'll say Rajah Davis. If it can't be Tom Hamilton, who do you think makes sense? Who is Cleveland's Cleveland baseball's good luck charm? More on that, and Spencer joins us next on 92.3 The Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.